Welcome to Brandon at Main Event, coming to you live.
Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and welcome to Branded for May 15th, 2024, live from Main Event North in San Antonio. Put a check mark down.
No, you pulled the Castor Nova.
I did a Castor Nova right there. He's Tom Manas, head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Judkins, your host, and I want you to be part of the show tonight, part of the team. Chime in on the live chat with your location. Any question or comment you have about the big win in Duke City, and go on and like and subscribe while you're at it. All right, Coach, any thoughts before we kick this one off?
Proof that you can be an MVP quarterback, and you get in front of that camera, it's a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah, you can tackle a guy by his dreads, have two tackles on the season as a quarterback, lead the league in just about every conceivable category.
Right.
But, you know, we can't just...
Yeah, no, it's okay.
We'll be right back with the first quarter of Branded from Main Event.
It's like, literally, like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Gunslingers, let's go, baby!
Woo! That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
...2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
And welcome back to Main Event, and we're joined right off the top here by Mark, the general manager. Mark, say hello to the Branded audience.
Hey guys, so glad y'all are out here with us today. Super excited to have the team and this coach's show. It's just a phenomenal experience. Great group of guys out here doing their bowling, having a good time. So
appreciate y'all coming out and hosting it from us today. We love having you.
Thanks for everything you've done. The players I know appreciate it. We're real grateful. And anytime. So anytime. Thank you.
How do you like hosting our watch parties?
Oh, it's great. The crowd's really into it. We love you to broadcast the live stream for the games. The crew that's out here is really getting into it, having a good time. And we caught people extra watching, wanting to have a good time as well. So I think we're creating some new fans.
Awesome. Yeah. And fans of this place, too.
Well, we love it. We love to have fun. It's super exciting what y'all doing, too.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
That sounds good.
All right. Thank you much. Yeah, that was, I don't think people realize how grateful we are as a team when we get an opportunity to get together, bond, do our thing, and especially great hosts like we have here at Main Event, and just super, super grateful.
Yeah, you could see the guys in the background on the right-hand side with all their red shirts.
Oh, yeah, supplied by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Yep.
We're very grateful for them.
They're sponsoring us. They're sponsoring Brandon.
They're sponsoring Brandon. Couldn't happen to a better guy than me with a bad back. So,
I was like, yeah, this was
super grateful. Yes.
This was a match made in heaven. So
let's
get into the week so far. Mm-hmm. What's been going on down in Gunslinger Nation?
Well,
coming off the win.
Coming off of getting back from, Albuquerque. Learned a bunch of weird stuff.
About Albuquerque?
So their arena is like out in the desert.
Did not know
it's
that.
It's like 30 minutes from town. And it's in a town called Rio Rancho.
Right, the Rio Rancho Event Center.
So I'm talking to this guy and I said, hey, this is a great little town here, you know? And he goes, yeah, this is where they bring all the witness protection guys. And I went, what? And he said, yeah. Oh, we've had them over the years for sure, you know. So, and I'm like,
Occasional ex-mafia
hitman or something, watching indoor football. Hey, we'll play in front of anybody, apparently.
Yeah. Well,
it was one of those off-the-wall kind of comments this guy made.
Duke City Gangsters?
Yeah, no. Let me tell you, so we get back.
Duke City Goombas?
And here's the thing. I'm a pretty big guy, and we've got big guys, obviously, on the team. Travel is just brutal. You're on full flights, and we had people in the middle seats, and so it takes you a day to recover from the flight. And then we got right into Tulsa. Well, the players had the day off. The coaches, we worked as soon as we landed. The players had an opportunity to recoup for a day. And then we came right ahead and started getting ready for Tulsa. Tulsa's a good football team, so we got to be ready. And I told this to Don, I guess it would have been Sunday. He said, boy, they played pretty tough for a team that is winless, right? And I said,
Duke
City, you
got to
understand something. When you're winless, it doesn't mean you're a bad football team. It just means that circumstances dictated outcome, right? It could be a few bad plays here, a few bad plays there. Their kicker was unbelievable.
Oh, Ernesto Lacayo is
an
amazing
game, it wouldn't have been close.
No.
But he played great. Their quarterback, their new quarterback that they got from Vegas,
played
great.
Jeez.
I'm
glad we caught him this week, because next week, after a week of practice and synchronization and getting in tune.
Yeah, I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win a lot of games before the year's done.
Look out.
But anyway, what I told Don was, I said, it's kind of weird that we get the best of everybody. Like, no one comes to us and has a bad game.
No.
You know what I mean?
No B game.
And I said, it's kind of like we're the New York Yankees, in a way, that everyone wants to beat us. And he kind of, he got the analogy. But everyone, because I think, here we have this potent offense, and we have a defense that's up and coming now. And we're, we got great coaches. Our staff is great, very well respected. So everyone comes in to give you your best shot. And we got to just be okay with that, and know that we're going to, and then the issue of the score came up. And I said, and I mean this to everybody out there, the hardest thing in the world, to me, there's three things. One is hitting a fastball in the major leagues. Two is playing cornerback in the NFL. And three is winning a professional football game at any level.
Right.
Those are the three hardest things that I always associate with sports, because If I walk away and we win by 1 point or we win by 40 points, it doesn't matter.
W's a W.
And when you look at the standings, it never puts the score.
Right.
The standing is they're X and X. They're, you know, this or that. They don't ever come back and say, thank you. We just got a little late beverage here from our sponsor.
Yes.
Thank you very much. But that's the thing, is that we want to make sure that, you know, people understand, would we want to win by 20? Would we want to win by 30?
Sure.
But, you know, winning is winning, and we're real grateful that we came out of that with the win. So, thank you.
Anything else for this quarter before we
I don't think so. I think that kind of talks about the recap. Hey, by the way, Sam had another outstanding game. Kali Richard.
Yes.
Won our team most valuable player of the game. And I want to say one more thing. Just hours before the game, and I want y'all to go on bended knee tonight and give a special prayer to Harold Love, our nose guard. Harold lost his mom literally hours before the game.
Wow.
And played for us. So we honored him with the football today.
And he played a game.
And we honored him today with the football, or this week with the football, for his courage in doing that. And he's obviously home now. We flew him home so he can be with his family. And believe it or not, he'll be back for the game Saturday.
Wow.
That's the kind of guy he is. He doesn't want to let his teammates down. But I ask everyone to say a prayer for him and his family tonight. It would mean a lot to him and to us as an organization.
And so when we come back, we will be able to take a look at some game footage and and break down
whatever
some plays here.
Whatever you picked.
Well, I picked a bunch of things.
Yeah, we'll just look at some stuff and just talk about it real quick.
And Duke saying it was a great matchup at Duke City. They're way better than their record indicates.
I just said that, 100%. Yeah. I agree with you, DuCon. Yeah, I do believe that. Up for the Love family. I know that hurt. Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, that hit me hard, especially with Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know, and there were a lot of tears in the locker room, a lot of hugs, and it was the quiet, you know, here's the kind of team we have, everybody. When we all found out and we got on the bus, the guys all put Harold... it's almost like they protected him. They all kind of surrounded him, but no one, and gave him space. And then it was quiet as a church mouse on the bus. No music, no laughing, no carrying on. And even when we won, we were, our minds immediately shipped back to Harold. So, love you, Harold. If you're listening, you know, we're there with you, whatever you need.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, well, that will do it for the first quarter. We'll be back with some game clips when we return. You're watching Branded Live from Main Event North in San Antonio.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
Hey!
Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch the San Antonio Gunslingers on KCWX-TV. Get ready for some thrilling football action. Make sure you're tuned in. This is not football as you know it. Don't miss it.
And welcome back to Main Event North, live for Branded here in San Antonio, Texas. You can see the guys bowling in the background. How are their scores looking, Coach?
Really bad. Like, really bad.
Like professional
football
players.
Hey, if you're a hustler in bowling, come on down. Make some money. Yeah, these guys suck. I mean, they're bad. But they're having fun. They're having a great time. That's why they're professional football players. Not
all right, well, let's go ahead and take a look at some clips here of professional football players actually in action.
Being professional football players.
Being professional football players, if I can get my mouse to behave. All right, so the first play up here.
Okay.
I'm not sure where that went, but let's see what we got. Coach knows what it is.
Okay, yep. We're on about the plus eight going in. And there you go. I mean, that's typical Castronova. Was that Colley? Great catch by Colley. Or was that Colley or Harper? That's Colley. Right?
You had the hit list.
Do I?
Where'd the hit list go?
No, you took it. Anyway, it looks like Colley.
Yeah.
But the early, point is an early, you know, score. No block. Intentionally, no block on the Mac linebacker. He's coming in. Go ahead and rewind that real quick. I'll show you. Mac linebacker's going to come in, unattested. We have an empty backfield. Basically, Sam is now responsible for...
Did you want to tell us straight?
No, it's okay. It. Sam is responsible for the Mac. Yeah, that was Colley. Colley breaks, gets in front, wide open.
Just outspeeds him.
Yeah, well, it's a good break. And you can see, if you look in your upper left-hand corner, you can see Hardy still on his block.
Everyone was engaged across. Yeah. That's what made that possible.
Yeah.
Colley makes a jump.
And again, the quarterback's
goodbye.
Responsible for the Mac. And once he reads the Mac, and he can, you know, Sam can throw sidearm as well as anybody and kind of avoids the knockdown. So it was good. Let's go to the next one. Okay. Another red zone play. I think we're on about the six here going in. Now, in this particular case, we have the running back in the backfield. Okay. Go ahead. All right. So that's our read option. I think that's probably
Harper.
A 24. Yeah. That's Harper, right. And, again, go back. And if you want to watch the offensive line, excellent job by the offensive line. Big hole. Ralph, I think even you could have ran through this one.
Well, the broadcasters at Duke City said Harper ran untouched after this cut.
Yeah, it was, you know, that's a big part of the run option is looking at the backside and your backside cutbacks. And Harper's one of the best at that, so really good. Next one. Okay, we're coming out. We're at minus 19 going out. Oh, no, this is defense. I'm sorry. So they're at the plus 21, plus 19 going in.
Second and four, something like that?
Second and about four or five. Yeah, four was probably right.
I want to slow
this down.
They're coming
through. Okay, so that's their jet motion with the option.
And right up here, we've got a double team on the Mac.
Right. Well, again, what will happen in those cases, that you're going to try to slip it, scoop block it. Go ahead, run it through.
And he goes through.
And he splits it, and then we go ahead and we make the play. Yep. So, again, great play by the defense. Okay, here they're...
Same play. Just running at full speed to see how fast...
Speed.
See how fast
and
Wyatt gets in there.
Attacking, coming downhill, and we're a gap integrity defense, and he knows he's got that responsibility. Okay.
Us back on offense.
Yep. Now we're, let's see, plus 15 going in. Okay, it's, second down? Go ahead. You can just run it. fullback leaks out or running back leaks out. And no one to cover him because they sent the blitz. And there you go. And again, another great run.
And he finishes basically by taking the man on and daring.
Well, no, you have to take the man on because the other option is you get brushed into the wall and the play's dead. So we always tell them to attack the man, get off the wall and attack the man. Because if you beat the man, you can keep going. If you don't and you stand the wall, all he's got to do is push you and you touch the wall and the play's dead. So excellent job. All right, here
and
we go.
This is the next.
Yep, we're going in again here. I guess plus 10 going in. Red zone play, empty backfield, too high. We're in trips on the field side. And Sam, I believe that's DJ. Can't really tell.
Yeah, that's from. DJ with the dive.
DJ with the big reach and in for six. Great play, great protection, great route running, and great execution completing the play. That's great second effort.
I mean, he got hit by two guys in the process before he even got there.
Great second effort. Sorry, I was taking a sip of my sponsored beer here.
Yep. On defense.
Back on defense. Obviously, they're on about the plus 9, plus 8 going in. They've got a running back in the backfield. They're going trips on the high side, on the field side. A pitch toss, great tackle here. Open field by Sanders. Excellent. You know, that's the toughest thing in the world to do is those open field tackles. So, and it looked a lot better live because it happened right in front of our bench and it was a...
We'll try to show this at full speed then.
Yeah, it was a great play. Great play. So we got man on the trip side and then Sanders at the back, came up, great play.
Boom.
And then we finish it. So, good stuff.
All right, on to the next.
Okay, we're coming out here. This is always dangerous, right? We're in minus 4 coming out. We got an empty backfield, 2x1. Or is that, no, I'm sorry, it's 3x1. Go run that back real quick. I think this is the one where I lost my mind. Go ahead. Yeah. So they'll call us for leaning as a linebacker, but the nose guard moves, and then there's another play later on where the nose guard moved and actually went off shade, and they wouldn't call it. But I did win my first challenge.
Yes, it was very, very, very important.
Yeah, that was a big one. That's the one you wanted to win. All right, okay, go ahead. See? When
he jumped, shifted.
Right, so
he shifted over.
We believe that should have been a penalty.
As long as his hand is back down before the snap. That's the thing, but he's got to stay head up.
Right, he shifted and he went sideways. And he wasn't head up.
If he wasn't head to head, yeah, that's right. That's illegal defense.
And if, according to the referee that we had, no habla English. Okay, go ahead.
Oh well, you had me delete another play where they had all three of the four receivers in motion.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we just didn't want to show that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rest of this play.
So great protection. Sam has time. Gets himself a spot. Sets his feet. And again, we get out, and I think
Kali pinballs
gets the first down
off the wall, takes on two guys.
Yeah, Kali had a great game. All right, let's go to the next one.
And this is the big one. And where are we here? Boom.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this is do or die, right?
Yep.
At this point. Now, I hope people can appreciate this throw and this catch. He's covered. You know, he's pretty much blanketed. Sam throws it in a very small window where only Kali can catch it. And then go ahead. Kali makes a great catch. And it was a great throw, great catch. And obviously, you can tell by everybody how excited we were with the outcome of that. So, yeah. Okay, and then do you have the one with Sam stretching for the first down?
I'm not sure.
Oh, it's okay. Well, we can just talk about it if not. So it came down to us needing to get the first down to get that play, right?
Right.
And so it was fourth down, and I don't know how many yards off the top of my head, but it was a bit. And Sam took off, and some guy swiped his ankle.
Right.
And he leapt and stayed airborne long enough to set the ball and get us the first down. Well, the ref called it. He pulled the ball back like a yard, and he said no. And I challenged it, and obviously.
Well, the ref for the spot was on the wall. Sam had the ball away from the wall, so he couldn't see where it was. And from the ref's perspective on that side.
You really can't blame Sam.
He put down his hand to keep pushing himself forward.
Yeah,
it's a huge effort by Sam.
But you really can't blame the ref. I mean, he did the best he could for a blind person. So, yeah.
Except for Mike G saying it was something like 4th and 12. It was definitely long.
Yeah, was
Leo
long.
Lamas definitely saying that was the play of the game. That was in that moment. Well, it led to the completion at the end, but it continued the drive. The game would have been over.
The game would have been over.
Yeah, it'd been over at that point.
It was a great play. Yep. Yeah.
So there we are with any other comments you want to go through on that?
No, I think overall, given the circumstances of the day, given the things that were non-football related, I was really proud of the guys. And to walk away with the win like that, that great effort. And everyone had – here's the thing. You can say, yeah, Sam had the play of the game. Well, the line blocked their butts off for Sam all game, right? So you can't really say that. We had open field tackles and knockdowns on defense. We had –
we had a gunner tackle on the 5 on a kickoff.
We've been successful at, it was a team effort. So, yeah.
Can I bring up the scary moment at the end of the first half when we didn't score?
We got a stop on defense, and then they got a stop on defense, which is very unusual for our offense. At no time do I sit there and go, oh, my God, they got to stop on our offense. We're done, I think the defense stepped up to a certain degree. I think the offense, again, accelerated, put their foot on the gas, and just showed they're a better football team. So, yeah.
Like, I think this can be clearly said for those that are watching. The secondary was never burned. We didn't have people wide open. There were no blown coverages. We were playing very, very tight defensively against a quarterback that, okay, what prep did you have for facing Joe Mancuso?
We know Mancuso throws 50-50 balls, and he trusts his receivers, right? So a 50-50 ball is where it's either going to get picked or caught, right? And he's not afraid to throw the ball. We gave him a couple opportunities to break out because of the defense we were in, and he had some long runs. He had two long runs, but again, sometimes you call the right play, sometimes you don't in those situations. So, hats off to them. He had a good game. Not as good as our Sam, but for his first one, he had a good game, and we'll just keep doing what we do. So,
well, there is a
we've won three out of our last four. So
there is a bit of blatant self-promotion. I'm going to put him on camera and then go ahead and show his comment. The big guy up at the bar wanted to comment in and say, I hear that guy, LaColby Tucker, is a freak of nature.
Well, he's a freak.
By LaColby Tucker, who's standing right there.
Yeah, he's a freak, all right. We'll just say that. I don't know what nature it is, but, yeah, if the nature is prehistoric, yeah, probably. No, he's a dinosaur for sure. I mean, he's a big one. No, LaColby's getting better every week, and he's getting very comfortable with indoor football. This is a guy, who's projected to be playing on the grass field, and he will. But in the process, he's getting great coaching with Coach Johnson. I try to work with them. Coach Johnson works with them. Coach Fuller works with them. And he's getting better every single day. And definitely an all-star.
Well, I will say this for Lacoby. He clearly looks like he's having a lot of fun playing the
game. My God, this guy.
Way too much
fun. He's gotten way too comfortable.
Right. It's like, okay,
we're going to have to do something.
Who is the first guy to go down and congratulate the receiver that just made the catch? It's not the other receivers. Lacoby's right there to pull him off the turf.
Yeah.
Every single time he's in the dang camera on the replay for the celebration.
So is he a camera hog?
I think he just likes to see
To hustle. And good linemen chase the ball. So,
and there he is.
Yeah, and that, so he's doing all the right things. We're real proud of him.
Yeah, well, you asked to be on. I mean, he doesn't have the courage to step over in front of the camera, but maybe he learned something from Sam.
Okay, you can't have him over here because you'd have to move the camera up
like 6 feet. We'd have to tilt the camera back.
No, let them all have fun. They're bowling and doing their thing. And
yep.
I hope fans understand that these are rare moments where they get to just not think about football.
During the season?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's go.
Absolutely. Okay, so that'll do it for our second quarter. We'll be back with our third. I don't have any questions for us to ask. Oh, there is one more question before we go. Game ball. You had mentioned one game ball.
What do you mean?
The game ball for this game.
Oh, for the offense?
Right.
Yeah, the offense went to Kali Richard. Kali played an exceptional football game. He was almost perfect on assignment and execution. And just had an outstanding performance. Second effort, as always, with Kali. And he did real well. Now, I want to bring up the point, too, is that we didn't have Nyquan Murray.
Right.
And so Kali stepped right up and really did his thing. And it's going to be fun to watch Nyquan and Kali. Nyquan's back this week. And to see him and Kali and Upshaw and DJ Myers.
And we had a step in at return man.
You mean Vinny?
Yeah,
Gregory?
Vinny. Yeah.
Yeah. Vinny Gregory. Yep, sure did.
And so it's like, hey, we've got guys that are fast.
Oh, we've got guys.
With the ball. We got guys. We know a guy.
Yeah.
We know several guys, in fact.
We know several guys. Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, that'll do it for the second quarter. When we return, we will come back and talk more football. Thank you for joining us on Branded live from Main Event North in San Antonio.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Welcome to the Vegas!
Must be that time of the year again where we work hard and we play hard. And it's good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
Yo, 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 go on and do your day. Right now. And I'ma throw this money while you do it.
Antonio, experience football like you've never seen before. Come see your San Antonio Gunslingers Saturday, May 18th at 5:30 p.m. inside the Freeman Coliseum. It's Military Appreciation Night. The first 1,000 fans get a free LED Freedom Stick. Plus, think you can kick it through the uprights? Come to the game for your chance to kick for cash at halftime. Affordable family fun, including free meet and greets. For tickets, go to sanantoniogunslingers.com.
Welcome back to Branded Live from Main Event West here on the north side of town. And now into our third quarter. I guess the question of the week, you obviously did see the latest coaches poll came out. And there's a couple mysteries there. Want to mention, you also have that, has it been announced yet that Sam is going to be the IFL Offensive Player of the Week?
I got a message from James today.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming so, that Sam will be Player of the Week.
He's dominating in every stat that matters. And
oh, yeah.
Had a great performance there.
Yeah, another one. I mean, you could have given it to him, I think, every game but maybe one. And even that one, he probably could have won it, too. So, no thanks. They're trying to give us more beers.
Yes.
I got an hour drive home.
Yes, more beers.
No, but the thing
I
about...
I told you the 1604 is called the Death Loop, right?
No, oh, thanks.
It has a name here in San Antonio.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, here's what I don't understand. We won, and we went down. Duke City lost, and they went down. Wouldn't one of the two go up? I would just think that, you know, and if they're thinking, well, it was Duke City, wait till you play them now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Someone must have did something good on the bowling alley, which is unusual for this team.
Yeah.
But no, it's, they're
see
celebrating.
What they're all excited about.
They're all excited.
No one's going to tell us anything.
No.
Yeah, we're running a show. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
That's their kind of fun, I guess. So, they like to be. Oh, somebody hit 150.
Oh, yeah. That's,
that was Naquan. Naquan hit 150. He finished a game with 150.
I think Eli could hit 150. Okay, anyway.
That is the highest score up there. There's a group that has not a single bowler has broken 100. I don't want to mention any names.
So let's get off bowling for a second.
Okay.
Phil asked, you know, he made a comment that power rankings and coaches' bowls mean nothing and, you know, records all we got to worry about. I agree. But I also feel like when I vote on the coaches' polls, I do my homework. I try to put some time into it. I try to make sure. I'll call my son Phil and I'll say, hey, go over the stats, give me some feedback, you know. And I just think sometimes, you know, people don't put the time or energy into that they probably should. Power rankings, I agree. I mean, you know,
sort of like the
preseason polls.
Sort of like the stock market day to day. It's an impulse thing, and it's not really reflective of the long-term value of anything.
No, you know.
Where are they now?
It's one of those things where when someone wants to, you know, if they want to get at you, they always throw you at the bottom, and then the averages if they're 16 teams, you know what I mean, could skew you. I had a great talk with the head coach from Tulsa this afternoon. He called me up, and great guy, professional. You know, we were talking. He says, hey, coach, can I get in and get a walkthrough on Friday? And of course, man, you know, whatever I can do to be accommodating for you and do those things. And I think that the more we're all like that, the more we're more apt to be a little bit more accurate on our polls, we'll say, right? So, no, it's, listen, I love the IFL. I can't see me ever being in another league, again, in indoor football, with the passion now I have for the IFL. And that passion is because of the great coaches in this league, the great players in this league. I'm a huge fan of our commissioner and what he does.
And apparently he's a big fan of you.
Oh, no.
Well, you're going to be appearing.
Oh, he's got a, you know, weekly show.
This week.
Yeah, and he was kind enough to have me on. But I think I was probably the last guy he had to get out of the 16 teams. No, it's just one of those things where I do have a lot of respect for him, though, in the sense that the way he vetted teams coming in. And if you look at it, you know, what are we in week 9, right?
Yep.
Week 9. And we haven't had any teams fold.
Well, week 10, yeah.
Yeah. We haven't had any teams fold. We haven't had any payroll issues. We haven't had people complain they don't get fed. We haven't, like, you know, complaints about housing and this and that. And
Big news in indoor football this week. Absolutely nothing has gone wrong in the IFL.
Right. Right.
That's big news story.
Remember every single week. I told you this a long time ago? I said, you know, reporters. Did I ever tell you the story about Toronto?
No, with the Argonauts?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so I signed with Toronto. I'm a coach for Toronto, and we have Reebok as the CFL sponsor. And I'm doing some paperwork in the office, trying to hurry up, get the scripts ready for practice. And I just throw on socks and shoes, and I run out there, you know.
Uh-oh.
Well, not knowing, I had on a pair of Nike socks and with the nice swoosh on the side. And it just so happened that some reporter took a picture, and it wasn't of my socks, but my socks showed on the picture, and it ended up on the front page, front of the sports page of the Toronto Sun. And I ended up getting fined like $5,000 or something like that. Yeah, it was crazy. And
ouch!
The guy who wrote the article about it or said something about it in his article, I got really pissed. And I'm walking off the field a couple days later, and he's standing there, and he says, "Coach, talk to you." And I go, you know, not very nice words. And he said, "Coach, let's go have a beer." And I said, "Okay."
I think that's Canadian for "I'm sorry."
No, it was Canadian for "I'm going to school you." So I said, "Okay, I gotta mend this bridge. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, because I have a philosophy. I don't burn bridges. I blow them up. Like, I just want to be done with the person that I'm not going to sit there and." Anyway, so he goes ahead and we go have a beer. And while we're having the beer, he said, "I want you to know something. I own an ink barrel company, meaning that all I do for a living is write, and I have access to put anything I want in the sports page, and you don't want to not have me on your side, because I will spend the whole day tomorrow just trashing you if I wanted to, and there's nothing you could do about it." And this is pre-really, you know, a lot of the social media now.
Huh.
Sobered me right up, and I think we stayed friends for the next 15 years, you know. Even after I left Toronto. So, you know, I'm a little apprehensive ever about starting a internet war or doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when you get to be a certain age, you really don't care anymore, too. But I do care for my team, and I don't want my team to have to be a part of that kind of stuff. And I think Todd, with the professionalism that he brings from an administration standpoint to our league, and the quality of coaches and owners we have, especially our owner, Don Rackler and James Stubings, let me tell you what, we never have to worry about that stuff coming out of San Antonio. So, you saw that one article today where the owner blamed social media for the downfall?
Right, it was resistance in the media or something like that.
Yeah, what does that have to do with paying and feeding your players, you know? So, anyway, we won't go down that road.
Right.
Don't kick the dead.
Yes.
You know, so. But it's a shame, because there are some good teams in that league. There really are.
And, well, I agree with James Dutch here. The IFL is the strongest product, 16 years running. Let's go IFL.
Yeah. Well, and we're adding teams next year. We'll be adding two new teams next year. So it's exciting stuff.
And I gotta give a hat tip to Tulsa, because we're playing them.
Yeah.
Tulsa won only two games last year. But look at the crowd that they had in the stands the whole time.
But here's the thing.
I don't know how many ideas we took from them to try to help us.
Here's the thing. Tulsa is successful at attendance because of their hockey team. And the Tulsa Oilers, in conjunction with the Tulsa Oilers football team, they share ticket sales, they share infrastructure, they share everything. As a matter of fact, I was talking to the coach today. I said, how was your trip up to Green Bay? And he said, "Well, we bussed." And I said, "You bussed from Tulsa to Green Bay?" And he says, "Yeah, we got a 30-bed sleeper bus." He said, "It's awesome." Well, let me just be straight. That's a hockey thing.
Oh,
and when you own your own 30-bed sleeper bus, And you don't have to deal with airports, and big guys can sleep through the night and do all that. That's a big plus. They do everything really nice in Tulsa. It's a first-class organization. And they're the ones that came up with the subscription service.
Right.
They do excellent stuff. Marvin's a great head coach there. They're going to be, listen, whether it be this, the first year, the second year, the third, they're going to be a good football team, and they're going to be around a long time. What?
I almost don't want to put Philip Higginbotham's comment up, but now that I've mentioned it, I kind of have to.
Oh, Phil, you're killing me. Okay, go ahead.
This is, again, on Philip Higginbotham of the Smoking Guns podcast. If you want to be upset, what else is there to do in Tulsa? They can grab 5,000 people on game day because there's nothing else to do. It's Oklahoma.
I don't agree either. I went to Kansas State. I had a girlfriend lived in Tulsa. And there's a lot to do in Tulsa. But around 5 o'clock downtown, it does thin out. Right?
Okay.
But you have to know where to go in Tulsa. But the University of Tulsa is there. There's some great things that go on there. I get where he's coming from, though. It does kind of become a ghost town downtown around 5:30. But yeah, you just got to know where to go, Phil.
Yeah. Well,
and he's a preacher. He would know that.
Right.
So,
well, he's standing up for Texas, saying Texas is greater than Oklahoma. Well,
I don't disagree with that part. I think Texas is great. I fell in love with Texas when I was in college, and obviously played here, and I'm glad to be back here, and Susan and I are looking at property here. So, yeah, we love Texas.
Like you said, you'd like this to be...
my first last job.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I really would. It'd be really hard to go... I'm not saying it's impossible. Don't get me wrong. But it would be really hard to go anyplace else after we built what we built here.
Yes, because, I mean, you've decorated your office at this point.
It's funny. Every time we win a game, I walk in the locker room and I tell the coaches, we get to keep the house and the wife another week. Yeah, so, yeah, we're doing okay.
Speaking of which, there she is in center frame.
Miss Susan, say hi. Yeah, my family came in. We'll talk about that next quarter, though.
Absolutely. And
okay.
Let's get to the next quarter then.
Yep.
You're watching Branded live from Main Event North in San Antonio.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word. It's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go Gunslingers, let's go baby! Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
Oh, that's good.
And welcome back to Main Event North fourth quarter. Time to talk about that graphic we had up just a moment ago. Us versus the Tulsa Oilers on May 15th. Dangerous team, the battle of the 3-4s. Both teams are 3-4 coming into this game.
Yes. I'm bringing the entire military with me. It's military appreciation.
Yes.
Night. So we're going to have a lot of people there, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of special events.
Yeah, tons of special events. Weston, do we have giveaways planned for... can he hear me?
I don't know if Weston can hear. Oh, it's because I turned it down. No, everything's fine, Weston.
Weston,
it's all fine.
Do we have any giveaways for Saturday?
Gonna get Weston to stand on the spot and pick up the microphone on the.
Oh, he loves being on camera.
Yeah, he
now.
Does.
He
does.
Did one thing on TV, and
okay.
Now he's like.
And now he loves
I'm
to be.
A professional.
He thinks he's Gosling. Okay, go ahead.
What's the question?
Do we have any special? Well, tell us about Military Appreciation Night from a game standpoint. Giveaways. Events.
So the first 1,000 people that come through the door are going to get a red, white, and blue light-up stick, which is going to be super awesome. When the lights go out, the place is going to be glowing red,
okay.
White, and blue.
Nice.
That's going to be super awesome.
I need
awesome.
A couple of those for my truck. Okay, good. Yeah.
Duct and tape them on the underside.
So you have 1,000 of those that were
yep.
given away. And then I think, are they repelling? Did we know if they're repelling the ball down? Why'd you shed his light?
Oh, I yeah. don't know. I think the battery's dying on it. It's been a long night for the light.
He's there. But I know there's going to be a lot of uniformed people. Great opportunity to give tribute to the military and doing it. Yeah, Sam had his chance, and he failed miserably, so we're not
yeah,
having him
we
back
don't let
today.
He chokes when he gets on the mic for
I know
some
he
reason.
Does. He can throw the football.
As long
3
as
seconds
it's not
left,
on
we need a
down.
First down. Yeah,
as long
right.
as it's not on fourth down.
We're
yeah.
good.
No, so there's a lot of stuff going on right now for the military.
Oh,
night,
yeah.
Right?
It's always an awesome game.
Right.
I mean, just being able to give recognition to the people who give us the freedom to even be in the arena
right.
watching football.
And it's really close to, yeah. obviously, the Steubings and the Racklers. I think when
yeah.
we had, when did we have the military, it was, what day was it? Was that? What holiday was that? Memorial Day, right?
Memorial
didn't we,
Day?
Didn't we do a veterans thing at Downs Ranch?
Well, we do a thing on Veterans Day.
Veterans Day, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had like 1,200 people for dinner.
Yeah,
it was
massive.
He brought the veterans from the nursing homes in. He had them, everybody that you could imagine. That's when Ted Nugent and Big and Rich did their tributes, video tributes to them.
Yep.
And it was just... yeah, and our affiliation with Operation Triage,
yep.
right? So we're going to do a lot on Saturday in addition to football for the fans, right?
Yeah. And it's Military City USA. So if you know someone who has served or is serving, bring them to the game. It's going to be awesome.
Right. There you go. Thank you, Weston. Appreciate
you got it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's all the periphery of the game. The game itself, we know, is going to be a very physical game. Very hard fought game, and so you know, we would love the support, love to fill that place, man, you know, for the guys, and let them know that we support them, not only the military guests but your football team as well. So
yeah, because we're really we want the support, we need the support, we need you there, San Antonio,
yeah.
Cheering these guys on. And as we hit our midpoint of the season, James Palmer chiming in confidently that we will be 4-4 after Saturday.
So have you guys looked at the standings? There's certain things that could happen that could be
yeah,
next week's
take
show.
Us,
very
take us
interesting.
Through that. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm going off of memory here when I glanced at it on the airplane on Sunday. But if I'm not mistaken, Arizona and San Diego are kind of in our way, right?
Right.
And if they both lose, we could go as high as tied for third place in the West. If one loses, we have a great opportunity to be tied for fourth place. So I think, despite the coaches' poll, I think the real poll, I think we have a great opportunity. And the way you fix it is just keep winning.
Right.
Right?
From this point forward, that's what we got to do.
We lost our first three. I understand that. We lost our first three by one,
by 7, and then we just played horribly in Vegas. That one we deserved to lose.
It turns out Vegas is a really good team this year.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, they won 4 last year and they're undefeated this year.
Yeah.
Which is great. Mike Davis, hell of a coach, great program. Another great ownership.
And the first guy that called you.
First guy that called me when I got my job. And I love Mike. But also that organization's owned and operated very, very professionally and great organization. So happy for Mike. You know, my thing is, you probably shouldn't say this out loud as a coach. I hope Mike goes undefeated. Because
until we play him.
No. I'll see you in Vegas. That
right.
would be my thing, right? But I would love to, you know, if I don't fixate on that one spot, and right now the fixation is make the playoffs.
Right.
And then the fixation is host the playoff,
right?
Once you get to that point. So we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Jaden Palmer, I just put your challenge in front of all the bowlers out there. Our show is broadcast up on 3. I'm sorry.
What?
I got a little sidetracked. Jaden Palmer said he wanted to challenge all the football players to a bowling game singing Betty'd Win. I got a little off the rails.
My 5-year-old grandson could win. Okay?
Yeah,
that's not a big
feat. I'm seeing some scores that...
Yeah. Let's see. 92, 79, 84, 82. Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, there's... yeah.
They're having fun, though. That's
yes,
the big thing.
And that, and they're having fun together.
These guys, let me tell you, they eat breakfast together, they practice together, have lunch together, go to meetings together, weight train together, shoot pool together, play basketball together, watch film together, have dinner together, and that's every day, 7 days a week. So... you have to have the right players. And, again, we recruited with character. And these are exceptionally high-character guys. So
they seem happy to be here. They seem almost like a family, which is the obvious segue. You also have quite a bit of family that came in town this week, along with Susan, who we all saw on Facebook, had arrived and sat with a dear friend on the flight down.
Yeah, that was crazy, right?
Yeah.
And literally
small
right
world.
Next to each other.
Small world, man.
Yeah. My son, Tom, came in with his fiancée, Brittany, and Gina and Mike, her parents, came in. They all stayed at the ranch. They loved it. We spent the entire afternoon after practice in the pool. They're a little red today, but really had a great time and enjoyed themselves. And they're heading to a wedding in Florida in the morning. Susan's here. And then my daughter's flying in at 11 tomorrow. So, my daughter Madison's flying in. And she'll be here at 11. And she's staying through the weekend, coming to the game with Susan. Super excited. It's the first time she's been to Texas, San Antonio. So we're excited about it.
But not the first time she's seen an indoor football game.
No. She grew up with football. She was a big part of when I was in Toronto. I tell this story all the time, but I remember I was in my office and I was working on something, and she would come every day in the summer, and we're basically a summer league, and she would come in and just hang out at the football building. And I was looking for her because I couldn't, you know, she walked out of my office. And usually when she did that, she would be with one of the other, you know, coaches or the secretary, or she'd be in the, you know, the snack room, or, I couldn't find her. And I walked out the back door and I looked and she was playing duck, duck, goose with the offensive line. She had them all playing duck, duck, goose. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So she grew up, obviously, she grew up around big guys and football and all that good stuff. So I'm super excited to see her. She's coming in from Canada. So just thrilled to death about that. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
So God, family, football.
That's it, man. There's no other way to do it. And if you stick to it, it will prevail in the end, you know, and I do believe that. So
Sounds like a really good note to end our fourth quarter on. Declare victory. Go to our meet and greet and wrap this one up.
Yep, sounds good.
You have been watching Branded Live from Main Event North in San Antonio. We'll be back with the close in a moment.
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard, and we play hard, and eat good pizza.
Hey Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
...2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
San Antonio, experience football like you've never seen before. Come see your San Antonio Gunslingers Saturday, May 18th at 5:30 p.m. inside the Freeman Coliseum. It's Military Appreciation Night. The first 1,000 fans get a free LED Freedom Stick. Plus, think you can kick it through the uprights? Come to the game for your chance to kick for cash at halftime. Affordable family fun, including free meet and greets. For tickets, go to sanantoniogunslingers.com.
And welcome back for our meet and greet. We'll declare this a Gunslinger win. Leonardo Lamas saying from the Smoking Guns podcast, Coach, don't let your family leave the town without having a legit Tex-Mex meal. You can't get it anywhere else like you can in San Antonio.
Okay, so real quick, funny story.
Okay.
Last time Susan was here, she was craving Tex-Mex. So we went to this place. It's my go-to place. I eat there probably 3 days a week. And the waitresses do not speak English.
Yep.
Nobody speaks English in there.
Yeah.
Right? So I walk in. They know me now. Right? But Susan comes in and she goes, I have no idea what to get. And I said, get a 28 on the menu. It's number 28. And she goes, okay, okay. And she's a little apprehensive because my taste buds are different than her taste buds.
Okay. Okay.
She loved it. I mean, she went nuts for it.
So what's a 28?
Oh, it's everything.
Oh, platter, okay.
Right?
So it's, like your
it's
first
a little
day.
Bit of everything, right? And so, yeah, right. So she leaves. She goes home. She goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm stopping to get some carry out. She goes, what are you getting? I go, what do you mean? What am I getting? I'm getting a 28. I hate you. I love that food. I love that food. So when they all came in, they all flew in Tuesday, yesterday morning, I took them all there, and it was funny. The girl comes, and I go, you know, 6 28s.
Yeah.
So everybody got 28s. It was funny. But everyone loved it. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Best
Tex-Mex.
Oh, Leonardo Lamas schooling us in Spanish. Un pocito de todo. A little bit of everything.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Well, this will wrap up our Week 10 show. Make sure you have liked and subscribed before you go. And now it's time for that special moment in the coach's show.
Well, I don't have to say I love you, Miss Susan. I'll say it in a minute. But I want to say Liliana, Mila, and Eli, I love you, and it's time to go to bed. God bless everybody.
This has been branded for May 15th, 2024. And as always, folks, keep your guns up, and we'll see you at the Freeman this Saturday. Good night, everybody.